What up? Welcome back to the lovely Yama Speaks. Welcome back. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my listeners. I'm so glad you chimed in. What is the topic tonight? What is the topic today? What is the topic this evening, Yama? Well, this is designated for my ladies. My ladies. What you waiting on? What are you waiting on? Are you waiting on that man? Are you waiting on that promotion? Are you waiting on that house? Are you waiting on that car? That lovely Porsche Panamera? Are you waiting on those babies? Are you waiting on your money? What is you waiting on, girl? You sitting by your window seal. You waiting by your door. You waiting for somebody to come save you, huh? Newsflash. Ain't nobody about to come save you, baby girl. Ain't nobody about to come save you. But I can tell you how to save yourself. I can do that. Yama can speak to you on that. Most definitely. Check this out. For my ladies that's out there waiting on somebody to save you, I'm here to tell you ain't nobody gonna save you. I know it sounds like a pre-recording, huh? But ain't nobody gonna save you, mama. Ain't nobody about to come give you no sex, no rack freely. Unless you done did the spiritual work, that is. But check this out. Why are you waiting? Did you know that if you was waiting, you setting your intentions of continuing to wait? Yep, you setting your intentions to continue to wait. And that's why you sitting there still waiting. What you gotta do is, you gotta get back to you, mom. You gotta get back focused. You gotta get back grounded. Okay? Stop waiting. That business proposal that you got in your notebook with that red ink, with that black ink, with that blue ink, sound like you need to start praying about it. Sound like you need to start moving on it. You waiting on that new car? That Porsche Panamera? You waiting on that G-Wagon? You waiting on that Benz? Sound like you need to go fix your credit. Sound like you need to go drop a couple hundreds to somebody to fix your credit, mom. You waiting on that man to come back? That man that hurt you? You want him to come back begging you? That he love you and that he miss you? Sound like you need to move on, ma. That's what it sound like. This the topic for today, y'all. This is the topic for the waiting woman. Me and I get to y'all in just a second, but first, ladies first. Ladies first. For my waiting woman who's been out there waiting. What you waiting on? What you waiting for? A little spiritual advice. You are what you create. So if you're thinking, or you're contemplating, or your energy is sitting around waiting on somebody to save you, it's not going to happen. Until you save yourself, until you put the energy into yourself, until you start manifesting yourself, until you start taking that blueprint that you wrote down weeks ago, months ago, years ago, and start step by step going in that direction. Prayer without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. You can have a vision. You can have a dream all day. You can have a purpose. You can have a vision all day. But if you don't put in the work to see it through, how can God help you? How can this universe help you? It can't, because you're not making the first move. You're not. In the game of poker, in the game of chess, you have to make a move. You have to bet it all. You have to believe in what move you're about to take in order to see it work in your favor. You can't be sitting around here twiddling your thumbs. You can't be sitting around by your windowsill, peeping out your window, waiting for that man to come. You can't be opening the blinds and peeping out your door to see has the mail arrived yet. You got to go out there and you got to get it. You got to hustle. You got to bustle. You got to connect. Okay? For my ladies that are waiting, cheers to you, boo, because your waiting days are over. Because Yama speaks, and Yama's putting me up on game. Yep, I'm putting you, Ma, putting you up on game. Stop waiting. Ain't nobody about to come save you. First question, have you done the spiritual work? Have you went in tune? Have you seek first the kingdom and all of its righteousness? Have you did that first, Ma, while you sitting around waiting on man to come save you? Have you? I don't think you have. That's why you waiting. Well, Yama, how do I stop waiting? It's simple. You got to make the first move. You got to be the fool. I'm talking to you, baby girl. You got to make the first move. You got to make the first move. You got to make the first move. It's very clear. It's very smooth. You got to make the first move. You got to, because if you don't, you become stale. You become depressed. You become all those things that don't get you nowhere. It keeps you stuck. It has you feeling depleted. Then the vision that you thought you had that God gave you, it don't work out. You know why? Because you didn't make the first move. Stop waiting on your husband. You waiting on him won't bring him. It's not until you step into your power. That's when he comes available. That's when he wakes up. That's when he knows that you are the divine chosen one for him. I'm just talking to you, baby girl. Don't mind me. Don't mind me, but I want you to listen to me. So, back to the topic. How do the waiting woman stop waiting? Well, it's a process. You go through hurt, you go through desires, you go through the vision stage, you go through all of those things to create an illusion. And that's why you're waiting. Because you have your own idea of how it's supposed to play out. But little do you know, you have to be the fool. If there's a building that you want, a business that you want, you have to start the first process. Put it on paper. Write your steps down. Go downtown and see these people about these buildings, or what it is to obtain a business license, or what it is, or how much this equipment's going to cost. You want this car, you want this home, but your credit not right, but you waiting. What do you need to do? Pull up your credit score. See what it is that you need to fix. Call around town to some people who fix credit. call around town to some lawyers, see what it is that you need to do to start the process of clearing things off your credit report, Ma. I'm talking to you, baby girl. Are you listening? You want that job? Well, did you apply for it? Did you just send your resume off on these websites, or did you pick up the phone and you called the actual HR building? Did you actually give effort to trying to obtain this job? I'm talking to you, baby girl. Are you listening? To my waiting woman. To my waiting women. Stop waiting. Stop creating a wait for yourself and go forward. Parasail off the mountain to your dreams and dive into your faith. And watch how God works that thing out, how it unfolds like the floats flower just for you. Just for you. You can't sit around and wait that the things that you want to come to you, or you'll be waiting forever, Ma. Do you hear me talking to you? I wish somebody would have told me that a long time ago. I wish they did. But in the midst of me waiting, I went through the most. I went through the most. Until I had an epiphany, until I had a vision, until I had an aha moment. I gotta go get it by all means. I can't let this heartbreak stop me. I can't let these no's hinder me. I can't let my shortcomings stop me. So I stopped waiting. And I started to go get it. I was the fool. I dived off the cliff of my dreams. And I dived into my faith, knowing that God would catch me, because in his word he said he would. If I solely depend on him, if I seek him, all my needs will be met. And baby girl, you're needing a business. You're needing a house. You're needing a job. You're needing and wanting a marriage. You're needing and wanting those beautiful babies. You're needing and wanting the abundance that you know that you have on heaven, so you want it to be on earth. Stop waiting, baby girl. Stop waiting. Why are you waiting? For somebody to come save you? I'm sorry, but ain't nobody come to save you. Yama speaks to you, baby girl. Are you listening? Fellas, chime in. What you waiting on? Are you waiting on a dope boy to give you a zip so you can go flip that? You waiting on your CDs to stop burning so you can bounce back? What are you waiting on? You waiting on your wife to get her life together, but she ain't your wife yet? Waiting on them to fire you from this job so you can start your vision of your own business? What are you waiting on, sir? Stop waiting. Get to it. In layman terms, go get the bag. Go get the bag. Stop waiting. Stop waiting for somebody to come to you and give you a dream. Stop waiting for somebody to come to you and tell you your purpose. Stop waiting for these low vibrational people to come in and give you a couple of dollars, dimes, and dubs here just so you can feed your baby, just so you can pass some money off to your old lady. Dive off that cliff of dreams. Dive off the cliff of dreams and fall into your faith. Because I'm here to tell you, once you do that, the only way is up. The only way is favor. The only way is faith. The only way is abundance. Once you dive off that cliff of dreams. To my ladies and to my guys, you have built daily, yearly, monthly, by the second, a mountain full of hopes, dreams, desires, fears, anxiety of your vision of what it is that you want to obtain on this earth. It's time to stop building. It's time for you to dive off of that mountain that you have created. It's time to dive off of it. Climb to the very top of it and dive off of it. And if you didn't know, God was sitting there watching every tear, every blueprint, every word, the way you hand cursed your letters on that piece of paper with your pen or your pencil, the lyrics of your song, the blueprint to your business, your tears of wanting a home, your desires of wanting a truck or a car for you and your babies, or that coupe just for you. That desire that you have. You have built it so high. And now you're sitting around on the top of your mountain waiting for it all to happen. But I'm telling you now, it's not until you dive off of that mountain, off of that cliff, and allow faith to catch you. Allowing God to catch you. That you will see what you have built mentally in your mind comes to pass in the 3D realm. Those tears you cry for the husband that you desire, the longing you have for your rib to be beside you, the desires of your business, the desires of your credit being fixed, the desires and longing of being complete, full of joy and happiness and peace, the desire of your family coming together and being one. It's not until you step out on faith and allow God and the universe and your faith to catch you will you see the results of that. You can't sit on that mountain, darling. You can't sit on your dreams. You can't sit on your vision. You can't sit on your desires and expect somebody to climb the mountain that you created with your visions and thoughts and tears and anxiety and pain and dark nights and any of those things. Nobody's gonna climb your mountain. It's too many obstacles. They don't know which way to turn to get to the top. They don't know which way to dig a hole to put their spikes in the rocks to get to the top where you sit on your dreams and on your vision. Your mountain of dreams and your mountain of hopes and your mountain of tears and your, whew, I don't know who I'm speaking to, but I'm talking to you, baby boy, baby girl. Nobody's coming up on that mountain that you built. You have to dive off of that mountain into your faith. And trust me, once you get to the bottom, once you make it on land, in that new house that you solely desire, in that new car that you want, with your credit score being the desiring number that you want it to be, with that business that you unlocked the door to, it's not until you dive off that mountain that you created with faith that you will land on your feet. I'm not saying that you're going to land on your feet without a bruise or a bump here or a tear there or a broken bone here. I'm not going to say that, because there's obstacles with your faith and with favor. There's obstacles with that. But once you land, the view is going to be so much more than you anticipated it to be. I'm talking to you, baby girl. I'm talking to you, baby boy. That mountain is going to look so much better from the bottom than it do the top. Dive off of that mountain into your face and watch how you land. And you start to look back at that mountain and see that it was all worth it. It was worth every tear that you cried. It was worth every pen that dried up on you writing that vision down. It was worth friends that stepped away from you. It was worth that relationship that did not work. It was worth calling in your husband, calling in your wife. It was worth so much more with you diving into your faith off the mountains of dreams, anxiety, and the vision of yours. It was worth it. Up there on that mountain, you couldn't breathe. Up there on that mountain, you couldn't think. Up there on that mountain, you couldn't see clearly to the bottom. You couldn't see how it was all going to unfold once you made it back to the bottom. Come off that mountain, baby boy, baby girl. Come off that mountain. Dive into your faith and watch how God catches you. Watch how God manifests for you. Watch how God put people in your life that's like-minded. Watch how God does that just for you. You stand up there on that mountain too long, it's time to come down. Are you going to do it? Or are you still waiting? Ooh, that's deep. That's deep. It's touching me right now. I don't know who this is for, but it's touching me. Touch me in such a way. Dive off that mountain into your faith and watch how it unfolds just for you. This is the message tonight, you guys. From Yama Speak. Y'all be blessed and come down off that mountain. Come down off of it. It's not serving you anymore. It's time to land on your feet and see the works of God unfold in your life. Every tear that you done cried, everything that you desired for your good, for the higher good of all things. You gotta dive off the mountain, though. With that being said, Yama Speak. I'm speaking to you loud and clear tonight in my serious tone at ease. Y'all be blessed. Thank you for listening.